Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is the purveyor of Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column that I've been encouraging you to follow and to subscribe to for coming up on 14 years. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So I wanted there's a little bit of political intrigue. I started to say going on in Washington, that would make people say, well, duh, right?
Yeah.
but there is kind of an interesting little thing going on right now that for the last 60, 90 days or so, maybe 6 months, maybe longer, that I just started paying attention the last few months. Senator Bob Menendez out of New Jersey has been really taking President Obama to task over the Cuban negotiations,
right,
and the Iran negotiations. Now, folks, right, this is an absolute lockstep Stepford Democrat in every other way.
He's a senator from New Jersey.
Yeah, I said there. He's a Stepford senator in every other way for the Democrats, except pretty much these two issues. But now he's come under fire. Of course, this investigation, Rich, tell us a little bit about it and talk to us about the political intrigue that is part of this.
Well, there has always been a murmur that the Obama administration has used the Justice Department as a political weapon. Or the IRS, the mm-hmm. IRS we know about.
Well, of course, the Tea Party already know about that, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. But Bob Menendez has been now charged, or at least is about to be charged,
mm-hmm.
with essentially selling his office to a doctor. I believe the doctor is in Miami and does work in like Puerto Rico or one of the Caribbean
right.
islands. And Menendez went to bat for him on some tax breaks for some port operations that this doctor was involved with, and for years now, three years, this has been going on.
And to be fair, before he seemed to be against the Iranian negotiations,
yeah,
and clearly before they were even talking about Cuba,
right? That is
so that predated this.
So yeah. he predated, but suddenly, and then it sort of died out, and everybody said, well, no, that didn't go anywhere. And then Menendez began to be sort of the lead spokesman on the Democratic side against those two negotiations that you've talked about, Cuba and Iran. And then suddenly and it could be perfectly innocently, just coincidental, but we don't believe in those things. We believe in conspiracies, not coincidences.
But his,
the Justice Department leaks the fact that there's been a grand jury going on and they're about to indict the guy.
They leak this against him.
Yeah, because, I mean, grand jury stuff isn't supposed to leak.
I'm going to say that there's a file or a file cabinet or something in the Justice Department that's titled chilling.
Yeah.
You know, the chilling projects.
Well,
you know, how do we get Bob Menendez to chill?
That's right. How do we get him to back off? I think they did a similar thing in Virginia when they went after the former governor, Bob McDonald, for what every politician does. He had a guy in his state that was trying to build a business. He hosted it was stupid what he did, but if stupidity were, actionable, our parking
right.
problems would be over.
Right.
But I didn't think it was illegal. And Republicans in Virginia are absolutely convinced that the only reason that the Justice Department came after him was to make sure that he never, you know, his wife are both going to do time. Well, they both were convicted. We'll see if they convicted.
Yeah, but they were convicted then. But Bob Menendez, but it's just very interesting. And folks, here's the thing to point out: Bob Menendez isn't like this. Isn't like Feinstein out of California saying, "I wish the president would be more thoughtful." He's coming after him on these two issues.
Right. Yeah, that's right. He's been very, very sharp.
So this is just interesting. We've got to take a quick break. Just an interesting little thing. That might be an interesting little piece of politics to follow there, folks. We'll come back. I've got a new survey that I've been talking to my audience about what they think are some of the biggest things, challenges that we have. And I'm going to get Rich to weigh in on the responses. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.